Alright folks, welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge, your daily dose of screen-free sanity, right here in your earbuds. I'm Jake Carter, and let's be real, life can throw some curveballs, right? Between the constant notifications, the pressure to perform, and the never-ending news cycle, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and a little bit depleted. But what if I told you there's a superpower we all possess that can help us navigate these rough patches with grace and strength? That superpower is self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another self-help cliche, stick with me for a second. Self-compassion isn't about being a doormat or letting yourself off the hook when you mess up. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Think about it, when your bestie is struggling, do you berate them? No way, you offer support, encouragement, and maybe even a shoulder to cry on. Why not extend that same generosity to yourself? And guess what? Building resilience, that ability to bounce back from setbacks, starts with self-compassion. When we can forgive ourselves for our mistakes, embrace our imperfections, and acknowledge that everyone struggles sometimes, we create a solid foundation for growth. We stop seeing failures as insurmountable obstacles and instead view them as opportunities to learn and evolve. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate this powerful superpower. 1. Practice mindfulness. Ever felt like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? Mindfulness is all about bringing yourself back to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This helps calm the mental chatter and create space for self-compassion. 2. Challenge your inner critic. We all have that voice in our head that's constantly judging us, pointing out flaws, and whispering doubts. It's time to call BS on that negativity. When those critical thoughts pop up, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? Treat yourself with the same respect and kindness you'd offer someone you care about. 3. Embrace imperfection. Remember, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and stumble along the way. Instead of beating yourself up over it, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. 4. Practice gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective and helps cultivate a sense of contentment. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a sunny day, a delicious meal, or simply the feeling of a warm shower. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Connect with friends, family, or a therapist who can offer support, encouragement, and a listening ear. Remember, vulnerability is strength, not weakness. Now, let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who struggled with self-criticism for years. She was constantly putting pressure on herself to be perfect in every aspect of her life. Every mistake felt like a monumental failure, leading to feelings of shame and inadequacy. But then she started practicing mindfulness and challenging those negative thoughts. She began focusing on her strengths, celebrating her accomplishments, and treating herself with the same kindness she would offer to others. Slowly but surely, Sarah's self-compassion grew, and so did her resilience. She learned to embrace her imperfections, forgive herself for past mistakes, and move forward with confidence. Self-compassion isn't a quick fix, it's a journey, an ongoing practice. But the rewards are immeasurable: increased self-esteem, reduced anxiety, improved relationships, and ultimately, a more fulfilling life. Remember, you deserve kindness, understanding, and forgiveness, starting with yourself. So, take a deep breath, be kind to yourself, and keep moving forward with courage and grace. You got this. Remember, sharing your journey helps others too. Spread the word, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of support and self-compassion together. Catch you in the next episode for another dose of screen-free sanity.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.